Let us just go over the Lashon HaGemara. Boy Rami Bachoma Oma Kainem Peiris Ha'elu Al Pleini Ma'u Bechilufei. Will the Pleini be also Bechilufim? If he will go and take this Kainem and exchange it for something else, is he permitted to have enough from the Chilufim? Mi Amrinon Gabi delay, do we say by the neider alone, in the case of the Mishnah, Kainem Peres Ha'elu Olai, Hoyel Va'odam Oysa Peres Chavere Alatzmon, Odam Oysa Dovash Leboloi Lam Alatzmoi, do we say the reason the Chilufim is also on him, because a person to Asan himself does not need any bailes on the thing he's putting the Kainem on. Just like he can put a koinam on someone else's chayfetz, he can put a koinam on a dovish label loylam also. Now, gabi chaveiroi, hoyil vein odom oisa peiris chaveiroi al chaveiroi, ein odom oisa dovor shaloi boloylam al chaveiroi. But when we were speaking about when he asked, he said, Koinem Peres Ha'elu Al Ploini, so just like he can't ask a Peres Chaveri Al Chaveri, can't ask a Dovish Leboloilam Al Chaveri. Oidilme Mishim De Chilufim Ki Gidulim Domi, or maybe Chilufim like Gidulim. Loishno Hu Veloishno Chaveri. So by Emerson, the Lashon HaGemara, later we'll see that seems how the Rambam learned Pshat in this Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara, it would be Mashme, the Gemara is telling us, a Moiridike Lomdis. The Gemara is telling us, and perhaps that's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that it seems two things. Number one, it seems that Gidulim Azicha Osa, Gidule Koinam Azicha Osa. Now the Shaila is, do we say Chilufim Ki Gidulim? Is the Chiluf also a Gidul? That means something that originates from Isurei Ano. So a Gidul from Isurei Ano, or a Gidul from a Koinam, which the Gemara held Gidule Hegdish is also for some reason in the Rabbonon, the Rashba Muchitzach, how the Gemara knew that Gidulim are also. But Al Koponim, it seems from the Gemara, that was another portion, Gidule Koinim are also. So the Gemara is clearing a Shaila, are Chilufim ki Gidulim. That means, is this equivalent to Gidulim? Is this also a Gidul? This also was Nitzmach, was Nishave through Isurei Ano. Whatever Isurei Ano creates is considered like Gidule Isurei Ano. This was created through Isurei Ano. For example, there's a svare that if a person will take a karka shall Isurei Ano, a karka shall avoid Isurei, which is one of the kalim of the Kli Arige, and they'll weave a beggar through it. So there's a svar to say that the beggar should be also because it was nishavet rui surei ano. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say chilufim ki gidulim? A very lomdish Shaila. This is considered like it was nishavet through the surei ano. That's how we got the chiluf. Or maybe not, but the Yehitas Loshna Gemara would seem gidulim azicherosa. In Chilufim ki gidulim. Oma Rav Ache bar Binyumi Toshma. Ha'oima le'ishtoi koinem shaninena lich. So Brother Rai wants to be poishet to Shaila. This is a baraisa that says a person told his wife, koinem shaninena lich. The Ran says, koinem shanimahana lich. So he made a koinem that she can't have hana from him. So she's penniless. Is lover. So she borrows money. And now the Balei Chayiv will mon from him. That means Batsim, he owes her Mezainis. She can't mon from him Mezainis because the Nechasim are Yasid. He asked that she can't have an offer from him. So she borrows money, and the Balei Chayvin are Nifroim from him, Halt Staloche of Shibudu Darav Nosen. So Mamel, that's how they mon from him. My time Balei Chayvin Nifroim, Lav Mishum Dechilufim, Lav Kegidulim Domi. Omarove Dulma Lachatchilu Duloi Vi Ovad Ovad. Now let us see the Ran. Now the Ran is the second line from the bottom. Upishitna lo. So that was the Gemara Shaila. Upishitna lo midisnan ha'ima le'ishtoi kainim shani mahanaloch. If a person said, he asked, koinim shani mahanoch, not allowed to be mahan's wife. Umayri b'shehidiro bo'oido aruso, l'chayre mistoma daran, there's a problem, almur rabonu l'shibuda de'isha, how can he be mafkiya de'shibu? No, he made this neder when she was an aruso. V'kim dakati loy mishtabda lo chayil nidro. Umitzera, that's the Gerson, the Gideon, and Hashas. So she became also. Hafilacha shenisa, shenosa, even after the Nisuyim, the Issa remains. The Meshubit law, even though he's Meshubit, but, since the Nether was Chal, there's no din of Amur Rabon or the Shibud Edisha. Rochimuchach beksubis peper kamada. Lovo, so the din is, she is permitted to borrow. Flema ha'isha, the isha borrows. U'balei chayiv boim v'nifroim. And the balei chayiv will be goive from him. T'nehei the mitzri alo nichsei bailo. Even though she's not allowed to have a norm from her husband's nechosin, miyu akati shibudo anichser koi. She still has a shibud. The poyo, she's not allowed to be nene, but it's not, she still has a shibud. Shibuda nichsel koi. For some reason I don't say that, kainom is mafkiyin midei shibud. This is, abimisim favos, about koponim, we don't say that. So she still has a shibud, but she's not allowed to even know from the nechosa. Hilkach balei chayiv boim v'nifroi. So now the balei chayiv can mon from the husband the money they lent her. Afilu lechonon the omar the mefarnes ishtei shel chaverei niach moisa val keren atzmi. Afilu according to chonon that says that if you're mefarnes aisha, he cannot mon the money from the husband. Hani mili b'malalo mizaynesel. That's tafkev, he's malalo mizaynes. That means he's being mefarnes with an intent that he'll be goyve from the husband. He never made up with the husband, that the husband never committed himself that he'll pay him. But that's his intent. He's malalo mizaynes with an intent to be goyve from the husband, so the husband can tell him, adreisen yashikayich, you are mavriach ari. And I'm not mechuyev to pay. Avok shehi lovo. But here we're speaking about another case. She borrowed the money. Chayevesi. So she borrowed money. So she's chayev to pay him back. But Mesha loves so. Ubalei choyev nifroim in a bal. Now the balei choyev can be goyve from the bal. The meitzi and mizeh v'noisnim lezemi derav nos. Shibuda da Rabnosen, b'ze yotzosi de chevosi, mikol ma she'erich harashba b'ze. He said pshat in the whole sugya. My time balei choyvin boi v'nifroim, lav mishum de chilofeyem, lav kegiduleim domi. The kasal kedaitach,
the kiven the bishoshe he lova mishabedes nichsei habal. That means when she comes to the malva, she says she wants to borrow $100. So the malva says, you have money to pay back? What's the shaila? My husband's a millionaire. He owes me mezainis. You'll be able to mend from my husband. So what is pshat? So she's borrowing money on the smach of her husband's money that the husband will pay back. Now, she's not permitted to have hanah from her husband's money. There's a kaina. Now, this money she's getting, because of the husband's money, because the husband will pay. So therefore, that's why she's borrowing the money. That's why they're lending her the money. So the Gemara understood that this is equivalent to chilufei isurei hanah. The halva that you are getting is because the husband will pay up the chayv. So it's called, this is chilufi suriyano.
Given the bishoshi lover, mishabedes nichsei habal, harehi kimachalefes nichsei habal benichsei acherim. That she's saying, you'll be goyve from the Baal, and for that, lend me money. So she's getting money because of the nifsei Baal. Kiven de lebesoif, Baal choyv, boyin v'nifroyim. So memele, so the Gemara held that we see it's permissible. So he says, now the Gemara doesn't say what the Ran is saying. He says, according to the Ran, the problem is how is she permitted to do this? That's the problem. By borrowing on the smach, I'm using my husband's nechosim, that's the smach, she's mishabit, her husband's nechosim to pay up for her alvor, so she's, that's called, she's deriving benefit from her husband's nechosim. Or this money is the chiluf of the husband's nechosim. So the kasha is not balei chayvin, my time of balei chayvin nifroim. The kasha is not why they're nifroim. The kasha is how she allowed to borrow the money. The Gemara seems to be speaking about another problem. So that the Ran speaks about this. Nehei de komrin en my time bal choyv boi venifroim. Lavi gufe kash alone. That alone is not shver at all. The liditu leke isure klal. Haveked mon minichse yabal. That's bechlal no problem. Alohochi koma. Since eventually they're going to be pireya, they're going to be goyve. Minichsei balom, heichishoris lo lilvoi. So how is she permitted? She has a heta from the Tana Lovo. She's allowed to borrow. Now, so this money is chilufei isureyano. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Kach pirshu raboisai. So the kash is not so mevura. It's a little misleading, but that's how the Gemara's kash. Velini redohi koma. No, the Ran says, I'll tell you a better pshat, that the Loshna Gemara will also be good. In iso the chilufeyim ki giduleyim domi. So the halvo is chilufei, the shibud mi bailo, haich balei choyvin boim v'nifroi. So how can the balei choyv be goyve from the husband? Nehei de midine moitziyin mizev en noisnin loza midarab nosen. What's the problem that I can move on? There's a din shibud darab nosen. Hocha anan sadi, da daite di do nochis, the lav adaite de bal, ki heiche de loy levet hi isura al yodayu. That means
the Balei Choyva Elechiyitin. That means, so they realize, when she said, listen, lend me $100, and you'll be goyve for my husband. So they understood, I mean, that's what she said. That's what Ran said before, that's what she said. They won't do such a thing, so that's called, then the Havoz Chilufe Yisurin, they'll only be marshal her with Anissa. So when they lend the money, so their noch is adaita dido, volav adaita dibal. That means, nichse de inish inon areven loy. The whole din shibut is built on this assumption that the halva was made because the malva relied on the orev. Who's the orev? So the malva made the halva because he was batuach, there's an orev that will pay up. Now, these balei chayvus realized if they'll rely on the money of the malva, they'll rely on the money of the baal, so then she's over an isser, because, so Bechlau, they did not have any intent to be goyve from the Nichsei Abal, to get a month from her. So the Smiches Das was not on the Nichsei Abal. Perhaps we could say, perhaps a little better, we could say there's a Marsha in Psochim, Taf Lamed. He explains that the gedder of Shibuda the Rabnosan by Karkel Kaponim, it's Ki'ilu, we have here a loive, and a malve. That means the first loive borrowed from the second loive borrowed from the malve. So the loch is al Shibuda the Rabnosan that the malve, he's a malvishain, he can be goyve from the leivarishain. That is the case of Shibuda Davnosan. So the Marsha says pshat, that pshat is, we are dan ki'ilu, the kalke of the leivarishain, is nimsa b'rshus ha'leivishaini. So it's like the ki'ilu, the leivishaini possesses this kalke, in a melee, so, the malve sheini can mon from this kalke. So here we sang a svore, but when they lent her the money, the zicher were not saimach on this money. Let's say al shibud dramnosa, we considered that she possesses this money, but they weren't saimach on this money, because to be saimach on this money, so the marshal on her isa, and she'll be nene from chilufi yisuriya, no. So Mameo, so now it's very good, the Gemara's kash. If this is Chilufa Yisuri, obviously Chilufa Yisuri no is also. If Chilufa Yisuri no is also, so the Zichre did not have Kavone to be Seimer on the Shibud of the Baal. That's what the Rana is saying. And Nansadi the Daita di Donoch is Velava Daita the Baal. Ki heichid le'levit hi isure al yedayim. That she shouldn't do an iser through them. That's the Gemara's kasha. L'chayre, I have a shtikel ha'ore. The Arsugye, if Chilufe Isurei Ano is also or not also, is the Dian is on the money that I acquire through the Isurei Ano, am I permitted to derive benefit from that money? Am I allowed to acquire money from Isurei Ano? Tzichenat. That's less man the public. The Ran said before, I mean, you're allowed to acquire money, so why is chometz less beidomim? Person steals chometz, doesn't have to pay. He can sell it. If he so you see that the din isurin is also on the shabbos, lav davka on the guf ador. Not allowed to sell it. We mentioned the Rashba says the Gemara brings a raya that nevela is muta ba'anor because it says a mochel anochi. So you see that in Isser Hanor, Yizicha not allowed to be machlef Yisuri Hanor. Now our shayla is that could be there's an Isser on the hachlof. That's the shayla. Is there an Isser? Not an Isser. Someone was machlef, so. That a very he had, that's an Isser D'oraisa, but, So l'chayre, the Ran, but the Gemara is being poshed. From here it says that they could mon from the Baal. So Zaraya, that chilufi isurei ano is muta. But l'chayre, here there's a hachlofa, that means if the Gemara understood that there's an exchange, that this is called the halvo, is she's getting this money in exchange for the baal. So how is she allowed to do this? I mean, the Gemara is being raised. Arai chilufi yisuri yano az muta. Fine. Chilufi yisuri yano az muta. But the answer the whole shtik teir over here. The answer the shtik teir, the faker, they wanted to be matzal her from an isel, so they wouldn't, if there would be an isel, they wouldn't be goive from the Baal. I mean, but there's another Yisrael. Forget about if the money is usser or mutter. I mean, the Gemara is going on step number two, that if the money is usser, how's... I mean, l'cheire, if it's considered a hachlofe, so, I mean, this is tamazay ha-shayla. How do we understand if... If Lefi Divrei Gemara is considered that she's being machlef, the shibud, for the money she's getting, so Tamazei Kasha, how is she allowed to do this? The Gemara doesn't go into that. That was the only problem is, if the money is also, we have a problem. In Lechei Rafila, the money is mutter, we still have a problem. She's machlef, Yisuriya, no, to get money. Basich nisht. Perhaps that what the Ran says, Blava daita de Baal, maybe it doesn't mean they weren't Seimech on the Baal, maybe it means they were Moichel de Shibud of the Baal, Ki heiche de loy levet hi isur al yodai. Al kaponim, so the Gemara brings a raya, so we see that Chilufei Koinam is also, that was the Shavu, claimed by a Koinam, he made his Nechosim a Koinam on her, we cleared out the Chilufim, also, so we see Nitazai. Now the Ran has another problem here. V'nirali, that means what did we find in this paraisa? We found in this paraisa that she's permitted to borrow money on the smach of the nechosim which are also to her. And this, the Gemara understood, this is equivalent to Chilufi Yisuriyan. So the Rani Ramar of the Kekash, that you have to bring a Baraisa, there's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had before, Haim Elivnoi, Kainem, Shiatan Enesli, Bechayev Obamoisoi, Lo Yiroshenu. So here it says he's not allowed to have an or. We heard before the Ran brought down the safe in the Mishnah. He gives it lochiv a bono, but doesn't give it. He says he can take it. And lovo balechoyv boim nifroim from the money. So this is a Mishnah. So why did the Gemara have to prove it from a Baraisa? There's enough in the Mishnah. I mean, the problem we have is not only in the Baraisa, it's in the Mishnah. That's what's bothering the Ran. Venerally,
V'lohochi poshet lo mahach bereisev loy poshet misefer de masnissen, de oimer livnoi kainom shatanenali, besnan besefer, lovo ubalechay boim v'nifroim. Mishum, so now the answer is a very interesting svore. De ihu loy havi kemachlif. There it's not considered that the son is machlif nichsei ha'ov for nichsei amalve. Da motzi koni nichsei. He's kind of these nechosim. So he's taking these nechosim for himself. And they'll be goive from the Nichsei ha'ov, which are also on him. Avol isha she'ein lo kinyin b'loi b'aylo. But an isha doesn't possess anything. Solika daitin. Da havye kimachlefes nichsei habal mamish. A very difficult svara to understand. L'davoini. That means that when this malve borrows her money, so this money also belongs to the husband. This money is not mutter, but this is the husband's money. So here it's considered she's machlif nichsei abal ben nichsei abal. That would seem, that's what the Ran is saying over here. But if it becomes his money and the baal doesn't have a schus, then it's not considered machlif. It's considered two transactions. I'm borrowing money, and you'll be geiver from my husband. You'll be geiver from the nechosim which are also me by the case of the Bobakame. But over here, skins avalishish ain't lo kinyin b'loy b'aylo. This money belongs also to our husband. So lekadait davek machaf lefes nichsei habal mamish. Everything becomes nichsei habal. This is considered machlefes nichsei habal. I'm taking this nechosim for that nechosim. Umishani. So what's the Gemara's status? Okay, so we have Akash. Umishani, so the Gemara answers. V'dilma lechatchilu hu deloy v'yovadovet kloima. Kshubo lahachlif iser beheta lechatchile biyodayim. That means if we have a direct achlofen, I have a koinom that's osar on me, and I take this koinom and I go over to someone, listen, purchase this koinom for me. So I'm being machlif biyodayim. That means this koinom. So if I did it, lechatchila was machlefet biyodayim, then also, that's also, bachlipin asur, and chlipin is also, that's called a hachlofe, which is also, and the money that I got from it is also also. Avuzu bishor shalofso. But here, when she's borrowing money, afal pisha bal mischayet, ain't kam chalipe isamamish. There are two transactions over here. She's borrowing from the malve. The husband will have to pay, but it's not called she's machlif biyodayim. Hilkach yechayli lilveis velechel, v'ava bishachakach nefremin abal diyevedu, diyevedu shenasa chalipe lamashochel. This happens later, that his money will pay for what she had eaten. But it's not the iser achlofe and the, which there's an iser to be machlef. And the iser that is chal on the chalipin is dafke she was machlef biyodai. That means she took the iser and she was machlef the iser for something else. Then the chalipin is also. But here these are two distinct transactions. She's borrowing money, yeah, they'll be goyve from him, but there was no achlofe biyadayim. This is God, it comes out that, and then that he'll pay for her chayiv, but it's This is not called chilufei isurei ano. Fine. Very interesting. This is Dilma Lachatchilahu, Deloy, and here there's no Lachatchila Dikach, Lachatchila Biyadayim. That's the Ikevot with the answer as well. Lachatchila Biyadayim is also. There's no Achlofa Biyadayim. So therefore, there's no Isser on the money. Toshma. A mekadesh ba'ola ain't a mekadesh. So a person is mekadesh ba'ola ain't a mekadesh. Mocha, what if a person sold the ola, bekidish bidmeim, a reza mekadesh. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that the chalufei yisurei ano is muta. So the Gemara says, "Achinam echatchilu doloi v'yovad ovad." Now let us see the Ran. Before we say the Ran, I'd like to mention there's a famous Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech is Marich on Hishayle and Arsugye Perik Aleph Perik Heimish Halacha Aleph Nuchasishes. The Mishnah Melech clears such a shaila. A person is makadish b'isuriyano, so ish is not mikudeshes. A makadish ba'ola in the mikudeshes. So the Mishnah Melech clears why is she not mikudesh. So there's one poshut reason you could say she's not mikudesh. Because she didn't get anything. Surya law is not moment, it's worthless. So Klata Mishnah Malach HaShayla, what will be the din if this woman is Aisha Sheyesh Posakone? And she needs this peri from Ola. So she's allowed to. The holiday she's allowed to take it. And she's deriving benefit from it. Will she be Mekudeshes? So one side is yes. In the years that Tzad know, that in order to make Kedushin, it has to have a Teiris Momen by the Mekadish also. If it doesn't have a Teiris Momen by the Mekadish, so it could be it's not Mekudeshes. That means he has to be Nechsa Momen, she has to be Maviach Momen. If he's not, by him it's not Momen, could be there's no Kedushin. That's a Sofik in Mishnah Melech. In Be'emesin, on this Mishneh, Mochem Bekiddush Bidmeyim Bekodeshes, which is brought down in the Seif, the second Perek of Kedushin, there's Aran on the Rif, that brings down Ashitas Rashi and Chulin, that Chilufei Yisurei Anoes also. So the Ran has a problem. So the Ran there has a problem. So it's also to the Mekadesh. So how is she Mekadesh? It seems the Ran, he's not giving her anything. She's getting, but to her it's Mutter, but to him it's also. Here we have such a Chetimtza that we had before, Chiluv Yisrona is only also to the Machlef, not to someone else. That was derived from the Gemara in Chulin. So to her it's Mutter, to him it's also. So he's not giving her anything. So there the Ran says there's no such inyan that it has to be moment by the Mekadish. V'horaye, he brings Amoyra de Keraye. The Gemara says if a person is Mekadish begezel, she's Mekudish. If the Bailam was Miyayish. So she's kainer with Yish v'shine rishus. But the Gazlan wasn't kainer. So what did he give her? It's not his. It became hers. So you see, Kedushin is, if I'm a Savik, through me the Isha got money, it's sufficient. So Mamela, so there the Ran says, so what's Gate Meron, that Chilufi Yisurei Ano is also, it's not worth anything to him, but he was mesavim that she should get something that's mutter. For her, it's mutter because she wasn't the machle. So al kaponim, from that ran we see, al kaponim yizicha did not hold this chason of the Mishle Melech. And we'll see Aran also held like this. Therefore, Aran says, Amirdik mechudish de kipshat. Goran al de kipshat. Aran had a problem. What's the problem over here? Now let us see the Ran. Toshma, amekadish ba'ola ina mekodeshes, mochon vikidish bidmeim areza mekodeshes. The kasal kedaitach, she also lihoneis min achalipin. The gemon that have minelt, he's not allowed to have no from the chalipin. Afilu ovar venene. So afilu, that means, so the money is chilufi yisriyama. Afilu ovar venene. So he took the money. She chlifin ba'acher. And for this chilufi yisriyino, I know he got something else. Let's be Megashim Dinyin just for 1 minute, and then we'll come back to our case. What'll be the din if a person has Chilufei Olo, and he went and bought an apple with this Chilufei Olo? So the Gemara held now that just like he was not allowed to use the money to purchase the apple, if he got the apple, he's not allowed to eat the apple either. The Gemara, our Gemara held that just like Chalipe Isure Ano is also, is Chalipe Chalipe also also. It's Gedule Gedule. That means, so this is, the Gemara held that it is also. So Memele, that's what the Ran says over here. The Kesalke Daitach, the Kivin She also Lehonais Mina Chalipe, since he's not allowed to have Ano from the Dmei Olo, Afilo over vinena, Afilo, he took this money which is not permitted to have a no. Shechlifon ba'achel, he's not having a no for this money, he changed this money for something else. The lehevi chalipe chalife, I'm not having a no from the money, I'm having a no from the thing I got for the money. It's also asur. The Gemara held of chalife isurin is also, chalife chalifin is also us. Oshemochi kashelei, so that's the kashe. Bishova vikidish bidmeyem lomi mikodeshes gmuro. Why is she married? Finish. Mizuk mazel tov, and they're married, and he just has to do tshuva. And, but as soon as that's till he married up, and that's Mechle and Kolav, you know, yourself, and Lemaise, and she's Mekadesh's Gemure. The Eina Tzricho Lekadish Pamacheres. He doesn't have to marry her a second time. The Asiri Chalifim Midrabonon Havalon Latzruchi Kedushi Achid. That's Pshat the Gemure's Kasha. Now, the Karanoire asks Akashem, he says he doesn't understand how, he says she's married Minatoire, there's no shaila about it. So, what's gonna help marrying her again? What's the second marriage going to do? Is give her matone? She's married. L'chayre pshat the Gemara is one of the two. Kesef Kedushin creates a heter in the Isha. Arein Mekadeshesli Alma Mutera Miyuchedesli. I mean, the Kesef Kedushin is to give him a heter in her. This Kesef Kedushin cannot give him a heter in her, Midarabono, because she's also Bano to him. She's also Bano. So a heter can create. Midarabonon, it did not create a heter. So, l'chayre, maybe she's nicknames, maybe that's not called a hano, but al kaponim, it cannot be matter hot to him. So he has to make nochamol kedushin to create a heter. This moment cannot create a heter. That's l'chayre b'shan, the Gemara is kashe. Vamrino.
So the Gemara answers, Ochinami l'chadchiluhu deloi, v'yobad obad, kloim l'chadchilu shosu l'honis min achalipim. He's not allowed to have anor from the chalipim. He wasn't allowed to marry her. Ask her over Shaila. He's not allowed to have anor from the chalipim. It's also banor. Halimoma v'nenenene the chalipim mutorim. So the Mishlomar says, Pshat deran, chalipi chalipim is mutor. That's Pshat the Gemara's terence. Hey, so the shakal of a tie, the Gemara was the Gemara that chalipim is also, chalipi chalipim is also, also. The Gemara says, no, chalipin is also, chalipin is mutter. Olinyin aloche, legabe noider atzmai da omar ego. Now the run gets down to aloche. If the noider says, eilu, afilu, echlifon, acher, noider osa ben. That means that he, that we had learned yesterday, the run on dachnun zayin, that when he said Eilu, he wants it should have a din of Hegdish, and just like Hegdish, Chalipin is also, so he said Eilu, so the Chalipin is also. Agabuch, I saw in Sefer Minchas Boruch, in Siman Lamed Beis, that the Minchas Boruch explains according to the Ran. There's a Mirdik problem over here. The Ran says that just like Hegdish, Chalipin is also, so when he says Eilu, he wants it should be like Hegdish, and so therefore Chalipin is also. So there's a Merdeka problem. What's shot by Hegdish, Chalipin is also? You know why Chalipin is also by Hegdish? Because she mechalo the Kedusha and the Chalipo. That's right. If I go, I'm paid the Hegdish, so the Hegdish goes out lechulin, and the chulin is gets the kedusha. The kedusha is nitfas on the chulin. That's why chalifin is also. Now, when we're talking about kainomis, there's no chilul over here. There's no chilul whatsoever. Especially a kainom proti we're talking about. So pshat in the ran is that his intent is when he's making a kainom, so he wants the same halachis that apply by Hegdish should apply by this. Now by Hegdish, Chilufei Hegdish is also with Alamdis, because it's Nishalo, the Kedusha goes on the Chalitha. Here it doesn't work that way, so he's Magdish now the Chilufin. I said, oh, that's no problem. So Adam can make a kainim on himself and Adovishloi Beloilo. That means he's creating a similarity to Hegdish, but in no way does it work the way Hegdish works. Hegdish works with Alomdis, that it's Neschal of the Kedusha from the Dover HaMukdish, and it goes over to the Chilufin. Here it works because when he asked it, he didn't zin not only to answer this, he's going to answer the Chilufin also. Yeah. Is neither at my dama eilu afilo hichlifan acha neither osaben. Vahainu mas nisen. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is nothing to do with our shayla. Avok shediru acha. Vahain nami ben neither at my deloy oma eilu. So now we don't have that he asked the chilufin because he didn't say it should be like Hegdish, or he asked it on someone else that which he can ask the chilufin. So now we have a shaila. What is the din by chilufin yisurei ano? Mistavre de lekula mektine. So the whole thing was a drabona de kishayla. The kivin de bechayai gavne. Gavi Yisuri Ano Dalma Lekala Meima the Chilufin Ki Gedulayim Elami the Rabbon and Ba'almak and the Frishis Lal. The whole Shah is only at the Rabbon and the Kishai the Chilufin Ki Gedul. Now we hear where a Sofik is Chilufin Ki Gedul, aren't Chilufin Ki Gedul, Havle Sveke the Rabbon and Lakula, Afilo Ova, Vechlifin, Chalifin Mutol. That is the Hachro of the Ra. Aber Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon Zal Kosser Per Kramishi Mehuches Nedorim Harei Giduleyem Bechilufeyem Sofik Lefiche Chaveiroi Oser Begidulei Peres Eile Bechilufeyem Rambam saw Mr. Lostumi Lakama Pekanoidim in a year. It seems that Rambam doesn't say anything clear in this Shaila. Now, I would like to mention the Rambam is very interesting. The Rabbit asks on the Rambam. The Rambam said, "Harei gidulayim v'chiloifeyim sofik." Now the Rabbit says he doesn't have such a Gemara. He had a Gemara, "Achilufim kigidulim," or not kigidulim. But seems from the Gemara, gidulim is no shaila. The whole shaila is achilufim kigidulim or not. So that's a sofik. But the Rambam says Chilufim is a Sofik and Gidulim is a Sofik. There's no way the Rambam got such a Sofik. This Kashe, the Ravid asks on the Rambam. So I saw in Minchas Boruch and Simen Lamed Beis, he wants to fam for this Kashe. I saw in Minchas Boruch, he wants to fam for this Haor, he says, a Gebaldeke Geshmak Ezach. It says in the Mishnah that if he said a lie, so the Peiris, it's also Chilufeim v'Gidulayim. So now we can clear what is Pshat in the Mishnah. We could say Pshat in the Mishnah is that, not that he's Asering the Chilufeim. No, Gidulayim is Asar. That means that what comes out from the Surya, no, that's also Asar Bano. That's not Dovashloi, but that's an automatic thing. If this is Asar, the Gidulim is Asar. The Chilufim is Kigidulim. It's also like it's coming out from the Surya, no? And that's why it's Asar. We could learn that Pshat in the Mishnah. Chilufim Kigidulim. And that's why it's Asar on him. And could be it's also, and if that's Pshat, it'll be also on the Mudder also, because it's an automatic thing. Gidulei Koinam, Chilufei Koinam is Gidulei Koinam, and it's also. And it's not because I'm asking it, because automatically it's also. That's one way you could learn. You can learn that Pshat. If I will say that no, Chilufim are not like Gidulim. So then Pshat in the Mishnah, why is Chilufin also? Because he asked the Chilufin. That's the child in the Mishnah. He asked the Chilufin. The minute I say that Chilufin are not like Gidulim, so really I don't have a Hechrech that Gidulim are also. So it could be, you know why Gidulim are also to him? Because he asked the Gidulim. That means I have a Mishnah on Dafnun Zion that says that when he said, Koinem Peiris Eilu, Lepi, he's also Bechilufim Begidulim. So Agamore Klad, this is the Rambam learned, Agamore Klad Shaila, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Is Pshat in the Mishnah because Chilufim is Kigidulim? That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Giduli Koinem is also, and Chilufim is equivalent to Gidulim. It's also Gidulim. Chilufi Kainam also. So that means that's one way you could say Pshat. And if that is Pshat, so it's not that he's asering the Chilufim, not he's asering the Gidulim. That's an automatic thing. But whatever comes out from the Kainam, the Gidulim, and Chilufim, which is equivalent to Gidulim, is also, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, Safalasa and someone else will also be us. Not because I'm asking, if it's a koinem on him, so giduli koinem on us and chilufim is like gidul. That's one way of conception. But if I will say that chilufim is not kigidulim, I will say that. So now let's get back to the Mishnah. So why is chilufim also on him? And I say teire. Not because chilufim is like gidulim, no, Chilufim is he asked the Chilufim on himself. That's all I have to say, Pshat in the Mishnah. The minute I'm forced to say
that chalufim is also because he asked the chalufim on himself, and I'm not muchach to say chalufim ki gedulim. I can now ask a pertinent question, so who told you that gedule kainam arosa? Maybe gedulim are also not osa. And you know why gedulim are osa on him? Because he asked the gedulim. That means I have a mishnah. So if you tell me that gedulim is osa and chilufim gedulim, so thanks, I know that, so that's it. Gidule kainim is also, and chilufi kainim is also, so finished. So it's us on him, it's us, and so on Amuda. Then there's no, I don't have no problems whatsoever. But if you'll tell me for 1 minute that chilufim is not also, so then I can start clearing who says gidulim is also. I don't have a raya to say that gidulim is also. So it could be all that it says in the Mishnah that it's also because he asked it. He asked the Gedulim, he asked the Chilufim. So how I learn Pshat in the Mishnah is a Hachro and Chilufim and Gedulim. So Mamel, that's why the Rambam had a Sofik, the Rambam said, if I have a Sofik in Chilufim ki Gedulim, then I'm entitled to have a Sofik, could be Gedulim, I can clear such a Sofik also. I don't have any Rai from the Mishnah already. I could say Gedulim is also Mutter, Mikeradin. No, because he asked the Gedulim. So that is why the Rambam held that Gedulim is also a Sofik. The minute I say chilufim is not gidulim, so I don't even write a gidulim or also. That's why the Rambam made a suffix gidulim. That's how the Minchas Boch wants to say pshat in the Rambam. And now, one more ha'ore, but there's a shekelach problem with the Rambam, and that the Lecha Mishnah asks, is a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rambam only had a suffix by Chilufei Koinom. Chilufei Yisuri Yano, the Rambam holds for the Vaposhet and its Mutter. And Fakel, and the Rambam explains it beautifully. By koinam gidulim is also, so chilufim is also also. It's a suffix, yes, but by yisurino gidulim is mutter, chilufim is mutter. So the shaila is, how did the Gemara bring the raya from Kiddush Ba'ola? The first raya we're talking about koinamis. The Rambam held it's a miyuchad ikadin in koinamis. By kenomis gedule kainim is also maybe chilufim ki gedulim. That the Gemara started with kainomis. But the minute, the Ran said klonitze has nothing to do with kainomis. It's a shaila by all the surino and he paskin lahoko. By chilufi surino, the Rambam holds la loche that chilufi surino is mutter. There's no shaila what's it? Afkadin and kainomis. So what happened over here? How did the Gemara want to bring a raya from Kiddush Bidmeyim? That the Lecha Mishnah Mutshesich. And the Ran Emerson brought this raya that it's not the Davka Shaila in Koinomis, it's a Shaila all over. Zog to Mishnah weiter. Hareini olech ocheirem, amuder osa. Harei at olai cheirem, hanoi der osa. Hareini olecho va'atalei, shneihem asurim. Ushneihem mutorim bedovor sha'oilei bovu. Vasurim bedovor sha'oisa yehir, veize dovor sha'oilei bovu. Kegoin harabayis, vazoris, vabir shebem tzaderech, veize dovor sha'oisa yehir. Kegoin horchove, vamerchitz, ubeis haknesses, vateiva vasvor. Now before we go further, let us see the Ran. Hareini olech ocheirim, shetei anosoi olov kecheirim shel bedek habayis, ubegolul mairi distam charomim lebedek habayis. Harei atolai, sheyenos chaveir olov kecheirim. מותרים של אוילי בדובו של אוילי בובו, שהפקירום אוילי בובו לכל ישראל. Just perhaps to understand a little better, let us see the Tosfos. ומותרים בדבורים של אוילי בובו, כגון ביר שבאמצע הדרך שעשו אוילי גוילה, לפי שהפקירוהו לכל ישראל, ולא נסנוהו להם, לישותם בוי לעניין שיוכל אחד לעשר חלק חברי. He says, these עניונים, the בויר, the הזורה, the הרבייס, these things, the אוילי בובל did not give to המתון, that means no one has a right to have a bailus in this, it can be none from it. Hifkirum אוילי בובל. So Mele, so there will not be a problem that if one would be mudah enough in the faith from Michaveri to use this, because it's this is not his. Sheiv kirum oilei bovo l'chol Yisrael. Ba'asurim bedovo shaloysa yehir, shehem dorim bo, but the things that belongs to the bnei yehir, shehem la'an sheir acheres chaylik behem, שהם יכולים למוחם זין תובהיר במעמד אנשי יהיר, אבל הקישות והם שעשרים זה על זה. The things that belong specifically to the בני היהיר, so since each one is מודר ענו מחבר, and each one has בילס in the שטוטש זכן, so ממילא, so that they're also, והטייבה שנוסנה להסייף התוירה לקרויס והסבורים שקרן בהם. נלה הטייבה נוסה, that means the סבורים are belong to the אנשי העיר. So ממילס of the head to people of the בני העיר, that each one cannot have a no from the other, so he can't use the סבורים. So here the שתיקל הורת, Baruch Hashem, I found in Shalmei Nedarim, he brings this down from the Shach and Taz, L'chayre mitzvah slav l'honis nitno. That means when he's learning from the Sforim, L'chayre, it's mitzvah slav l'honis nitno. So, let me first say over a gor interessante Taz, then I'll say over another Taz, that the Shach also says the same. In Simen Reish Chof Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, it says as follows, HaMudar HaNomi Shefer, Mutar Litkoye Boi Tkiye Shal Mitzvah, because you are not even know from the Shefer, Mitzvah Slav Lohonis Nitno, HaMudar HaNomi Mayin, Toivu Boi Tfilu Shal Mitzvah, Vimayisak Shomim, again, Mitzvah Slav Lohonis Nitno, no problem. So the Taz asks, no, so the Taz brings as follows. He brings a Beis Yosef, even though I'm not allowed to have a no from a Shefer, so taking by Tkiyah Shal Mitzvah, so he brings the Beis Yosef, brings a cold boy, someone else should blow. But he should not blow in this Shefer. He's mudah no from the Shefer, he shouldn't blow. So why shouldn't he blow? Was the shlech? So because other people, have enough from blowing a shayfer. It's a geshmak ezach. So memele, so the tkiye shall mitzvah. No, mitzvah slav lohonis need no. But other people pomim shodam nene bemesha who take he enjoys blowing a shayfer. So memele, so this is a very anos aguf, this is not a anos mitzvah. So memele, that's why the kolboy says that someone should blow it for him. He shouldn't blow it himself. So zokter, so with this he says, it says in Sif Yodalev, im osa sifroi al chaveroi, osa lenesa lilmeid boy. Yeah. So you're not allowed to learn in the Sefer. So he had a kasha, so chemitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So he says,
The Vaday, if the Kolbe says you're not allowed to blow Shofar because other people have not to blow Shofar, he says the Vaday HaTorah Misameches Leif Shrei Osa Lilmid Bimei Evloi Im Kein Loi Domi Hai Mitzvah L'Shal Mitzvah Damrina Lav Lahonis Nitno Elo Bezeh Nimshach Hano LaOdom. So that's why you're not allowed. It's kishmak. He has anor from it. So that's a novel. It's also belim in that Torah. It's mesamach leiv. Basically, that's not the mitzvah. That's already that anor is also. That's what he says over here. In Sif Yud Aleph, he says a different teretz, and the Shach also says this teretz. He says, you're not mechuyev to lend for him, because they can become niskalkel. So there's no chiyev at all. There's no chiyev to lend a sefer. So he says, so I could rent a sefer. So it's oimid lahaskir. So if he doesn't take money for it, so memela, so he's being mahanev. He says, buy a sefer, you're not mechalkel the sefer. So it's called, he's not having any anor from the Shofar. But over here, ain't my shilim sforim, and they should make alkalon, shakil kumotzi behem. That's what the Shach also says. Kimin shesh lahaskil sifrei, vizeh leimit bei bechina marei zenene. That means there's no chiyu bechlal to lend a sefer, so, and if I lend it for free, so I'm being mahaneh.